Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Family, let's jump straight into those freeways as that northbound run is getting quite busy this morning. It's slow around the bottom there, Anketell Road, Berrigan Drive, and then heavy from Farrington Road through to Cranford Avenue due to an earlier crash. So do drive with patience if you're going through that. Looking at the southbound run, it's busy at the top end there. Hodges Drive through to Whitfords Ave, Reed Highway, Cedric Street through to Hutton Street just before you get into the CBD. A couple of metro hotspots as well. Roe Highway northbound, Tonkin Highway in Wattle Grove, and then Roe Highway southbound at Great Eastern Highway bypass in Bushmead. So please drive safely. That's latest from Main Roads.
Thank you, Callum, and thank you to Rebecca, who texted and said, book week is in August. What's going on at my kid's school then? This is a hoax.
We were going to talk about book week this week, guys. This morning, because your kids are dressed up for book week.
Maybe they're pranking us as parents. Nah,
I'm
supposed
sure
to dress up.
Are you sure it's book week? Is it something else that they're dressing up for?
What else do you dress up for?
Well,
they have to have a book.
But
it's
I know
book week.
Really?
It's book week. Hang on, I'm going to look at my emails from school.
Well, I was going to say, because you were just ranting about how your son is dressed up as not a book character, and like, why would he do that? Maybe it's because it's not book week.
Yeah, no, hang on. I have an issue. Okay, so, look, I thought it was book week this week.
Yeah.
Because... they told me it was book week.
Ruby's gone as Little Red Riding
Ruby's
Hood.
Ruby's dressed as Little Red Riding Hood, and which is, of course, a book.
Yes.
Book fair, okay. Book. Oh, maybe it's a book fair.
See, family, this is what happens when we have to work first thing in the morning. We don't know what's going on in the mornings in our family.
Book fair is
we
back
find out secondhand.
Wednesday, Thursday, take first college. No, I thought it was book week and it just so happened to have a book fair and then one of the days was you could dress up as a book character.
But your son still hasn't dressed up as a book character,
okay,
hasn't
he? No, okay, so Archer's decided to dress up as the traditional literary character of Cristiano Ronaldo, the soccer player, because football is life at the moment.
It is.
And so he went to the library at school.
Yep.
And he found a book with Cristiano Ronaldo on the cover. And was
but
like,
that's it. I'm doing that.
That's my book right there. So, I didn't even know what to talk about. Let's still talk about book week.
Well, let's talk about dress-ups.
Let's talk about dress-ups.
Do you guys love a dress-up? It's so funny, though, because as you get older, people go, oh, no.
Oh, I'm not having fun.
I don't want to do that. It's too much hassle.
But don't be ridiculous.
When you do... It adds so much fun.
Me and my mates, when we were 18, or like 16 to 21, were very into dress-ups, like dress-up parties.
Yep.
And we would go, like one of our friends, Jimmy, was so annoying at dress-up parties because he would stay in character. Unbelievably so.
Like you talk to him and you'd be going, please just
He's an
normal.
Actor now. So like he's like making money acting.
Okay.
But he was just so in character to a point where you're like, Jimmy, I just want to talk to you, Jimmy. Jimmy, come to me. Come to me, Jimmy. I just want to talk to Jimmy.
He was a method actor.
Oh, he was so method.
Method dress up.
And so he would get so if he's dressed up as a pirate, he would act like a pirate all night. If he was dressed up as like a Native American Indian, he wouldn't speak. He'd just kind of look at you and say like, how? I think that book week needs to become a thing for adults too. Yeah. Why at the place you work... Is your work not celebrating literature?
That is a good question, Dan. I don't know if there's been any workplaces that have done book week dress ups or any dress ups at all.
Yeah, dress ups.
Do you do dress ups still? Do you guys get into it? And if you do, what is your favourite dress ups?
Favourite dress up. Or if you, like my kids, are off to book week this week, what are they dressed up as?
Let's just talk about dress-ups. Come on.
Yeah, 93130985. Let us know. Speaking of style, dress-ups. You know, I dressed up once. Speaking of those mates, we dressed up once as security guards.
Don't.
My friend, Jimmy. Had all this random, like, security uniform stuff in his garage.
Oh, this Jimmy concerns me.
Oh, Jimmy's a riot. Miss you, Jimmy. He's not dead. He just lives in Sydney. And so we'd all dress up in, like, security outfits. Like, we had, like, these proper, like, button-up dress shirts with, like, you know, like, the little patches and the shouldery things and caps and pants, like, slacks. And so we just dressed up as security guards.
Large metal torches?
Yeah. Tasers.
Like those... Oh, no!
I'm joking, just uniforms. And so we dressed up in these security uniforms and went to a party, which was a dress-up party. Don't remember what the theme was. Probably not security guards. And then we decided, you know what? We're just going to go secure the party.
So oh,
we
God.
Just pretended to be, it was very funny.
You stood out
anyway,
the front.
Yeah, we did, literally, in the middle of the road. We're like, hey, it's second, hold there, wait there. Anyway, speaking of dressing up, we got Joe on the line. Good morning, Joe.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Yeah, very, very good. Are you into dress-ups at all?
Yeah, my wife and I love the old murder mystery party.
Cool.
I've never been to one.
Haven't you?
No.
Oh, you haven't lived.
I love it. Tell
can
us Kirstie about
come,
it.
Can Kirstie come to your next dress up for a murder mystery party, please?
That's a hard one to answer, isn't it?
No, it's okay. Say no, it's all right.
I won't feel offended.
Don't
want
to. So my favourite character is going as Sherlock Holmes.
Oh,
so
do you have
bought the pipe?
Yep.
Yeah, bought the pipe and a few things, bits and pieces, and other bits and pieces you borrow, and so you go along, and it's great fun because sometimes you end up being the murderer, and you just don't know what's going to happen.
No one suspects Sherlock.
That's right.
Does your wife go as Mrs. Holmes, or is she Watson?
No, she's gone as a lot of different characters, but not Mrs. Watson or Mrs. Sherlock Holmes. But, look at that. See, the pressure of trying to remember something, I've got a mental block.
That's
but,
all good.
She usually goes as someone that's pretty sassy and...
Yes,
yeah,
dressed up to the nines. Well, because there was a stage where these were all the rage, like the murder mystery parties where you'd have like the right food for whatever style of murder mystery type party or anything was on. And it was amazing. Oh, that sounds like
amazing.
So much fun.
Joe.
And do you stay in character the whole night?
It's usually by the end of the night, once the murder mystery has been done. Actually, some people do. One guy came as a wolf in one of the stories, and he stayed in character the whole night. He's just hilarious.
Just biting people.
And then you got the other people who it takes them out of their comfort zone, so they sort of participate, but they tend to stay quiet through the whole night because they're not really sure what's going on.
They're like,
amazing.
Why am I here? How did I make it here?
Amazing.
What's going on?
Joe,
that
thank
is awesome.
You so much for the call.
Yeah, the mystery place, they used to be all... There was like a game box or something. There was like a party planner people that would actually come to someone's house and set it all up with all the food and everything. And you just be told who you were and you turn up.
Oh, my.
I mean, I never got involved in it, but I always wondered how good it was. No, we never
got
invited.
No, you never got invited. No. Tim would be a lot of fun at a murder mystery
Tim
party.
Tim loves a good dress-up.
Yes, he does. What's Tim dressed up as?
He's dressed up as Michael Jackson, like with the red... He found it because he loves going to the op shops and finding crazy outfits. And then that's what starts his whole persona. We went to a geriatric party for a friend's birthday where everyone had to get dressed up as if they were like 80 plus.
Yeah.
And the differences in styles were quite
amazing.
Phenomenal. Like we had sporty grandma.
We had glam nana.
Yeah. We had the one that sings every second she can sing, you know, like grabs a microphone. It was so good. Tell us about your dress ups, family. 9313-0985. Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.